Jagdeep, 500 Wh/kg, is a number that's been thrown around as the holy grail for EV batteries. You've achieved it in the lab. Now the question everyone's asking is, can you make millions of them? That's exactly the right question, and I appreciate you framing it that way, because the lab result is only the beginning. We've proven the chemistry works at 500 Wh/kg. The real challenge, and where we've been investing most of our effort, is the manufacturing process. And I'm happy to say we're making real progress on that front.
Welcome to TechNova. I'm Dr. Sarah Chen.
And I'm Dr. James Park. Today we're joined by Jagdeep Singh, CEO of QuantumScape, the company that's developing solid-state battery technology at 500 watt-hours per kilogram. Jagdeep, welcome. Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Jagdeep, let's start with the basics. What makes solid-state batteries different from the lithium-ion batteries that are in most EVs today?
The fundamental difference is the electrolyte. In a conventional lithium-ion battery, the electrolyte is a liquid. It's a flammable organic solvent that allows lithium ions to move between the anode and cathode during charging and discharging. In a solid-state battery, the electrolyte is a solid, in our case, a ceramic, that has several important consequences. First, safety. A solid electrolyte can't catch fire the way a liquid can. Second, energy density. A solid electrolyte enables the use of a pure lithium metal anode, which stores much more energy per unit volume than the graphite anodes used in conventional batteries. And third, fast charging. The solid electrolyte can handle higher current densities, which means faster charging without degradation. And 500 Wh/kg, how does that compare to what's on the road today? The best production EV batteries today are around 250 to 300 Wh/kg. So 500 Wh/kg is roughly double. In practical terms, that means either doubling the range of an EV at the same battery weight, or having the battery weight for the same range. An EV that currently gets 300 miles of range could get 600 miles with a 500 Wh/kg battery at the same weight. Or you could keep 300 miles of range and cut the battery weight by 200 to 300 kilograms, which would improve efficiency, handling, and cost.
What about cycle life? One of the concerns with lithium metal anodes has been dendrite growth, these lithium filaments that grow through the electrolyte and cause short circuits. Has that been solved?
That's been the central technical challenge, and it's what's taken the industry decades to solve. The dendrite problem is why solid-state batteries have been
5 years away
for 20 years. What we've developed is a ceramic separator. It's a proprietary oxide ceramic material that has high enough mechanical strength to resist dendrite penetration while still allowing lithium ions to pass through. We've demonstrated over 1,000 charge-discharge cycles at 500 Wh/kg with less than 5% capacity loss. That's well beyond what's needed for a consumer EV, which typically needs about 800 cycles to last the life of the vehicle. Let's talk about manufacturing. You've proven this cell works. How do you go from lab-scale cells to mass production? This is where the rubber meets the road, as they say. The challenge with solid-state batteries is that the ceramic electrolyte is a new material that doesn't fit into existing battery manufacturing lines. Conventional lithium-ion batteries are made using a roll-to-roll process. You coat the electrodes, wind them into a jelly roll, inject the liquid electrolyte, and seal it. Our process is fundamentally different because you're working with a ceramic, which requires different handling, different deposition techniques, and different quality control.
What's your approach? Are you building your own factories or partnering with existing manufacturers?
We're doing both. We built our own pilot production line in San Jose, which is currently producing cells at a rate of about 50,000 cells per year. That's enough for validation testing with automotive partners. For volume production, we're partnering with an established battery manufacturer. We've announced our partnership with PowerCo, Volkswagen's battery subsidiary. They'll be building the gigafactory scale production lines using our technology and our process know-how. The target is to begin volume production in 2027. What are the specific manufacturing challenges you've had to solve? The biggest one is the ceramic separator. You need to produce a thin, about 20 to 30 microns, ceramic layer that's uniform, defect-free, and can be produced at high throughput. We use a tape casting process, which is similar to how ceramic substrates are made for the electronics industry, but we've had to adapt it for much thinner layers and much tighter quality requirements. A single pinhole in the ceramic can lead to a dendrite short, so the defect rate has to be extraordinarily low. We've gotten it down to parts per billion levels, which is comparable to semiconductor manufacturing standards.
What about cost? Solid-state batteries have historically been much more expensive than conventional lithium-ion.
At low volumes, yes. But at scale, we believe the cost can be competitive. The ceramic material itself is not expensive. It's made from relatively abundant raw materials. The cost is in the process, the equipment, the yield, the throughput. As we scale up and improve yields, the cost comes down. Our target is to be at parity with conventional lithium-ion on a cost per kilowatt-hour basis by 2028 or 2029. And when you factor in that a solid-state battery pack can be smaller and lighter for the same range, the system-level cost could actually be lower. QuantumScape isn't the only company pursuing solid-state batteries. You've got Toyota, Samsung SDI, SCS, Solid Power, and others all working on this. How do you view the competition? I think it's a validation of the technology that so many serious companies are pursuing it. The approaches differ. Some companies are using sulfide-based electrolytes. Some are using oxides like us. Some are using polymers. Each has trade-offs. Sulfides have high ionic conductivity, but are sensitive to moisture and can generate toxic gases. Oxides are more stable but harder to manufacture. Polymers are easy to process, but have lower energy density. We chose the oxide route because we believe it offers the best combination of safety, performance, and manufacturability, even though the manufacturing challenge is significant.
What about the Chinese battery makers? CATL and BYD are dominant in conventional lithium-ion. Are they pursuing solid-state as well?
Yes, very actively. CATL has announced a solid-state program targeting production by 2027 or 2028. The Chinese government has made solid-state batteries a national priority, and there's significant funding flowing into the sector. I think the competition will be intense, but I also think the market is large enough and growing fast enough that there's room for multiple players. The global EV battery market is projected to be over $300 billion by 2030. What about beyond EVs? Are there other applications for solid-state batteries? Absolutely. Aviation is a huge opportunity. The energy density improvement is even more critical for aircraft than for cars. Electric vertical takeoff and landing aircraft, or eVTOLs, need very high energy density to be viable, and 500 Wh/kg is in the range that makes short-range electric aviation possible. We're also looking at consumer electronics, laptops and phones with double the battery life, and grid storage, though the cost requirements there are more demanding.
Jagdeep, let's talk about the next 12 to 18 months. What milestones should people be watching for?
The key milestones are, first, completing the validation of our production cells with our automotive partners, we expect to have final automotive qualification by mid-2027. Second, ramping the pilot line to demonstrate production quality yields at a meaningful rate. Third, the construction of the first gigafactory line with PowerCo, which we expect to be operational in late 2027. And fourth, announcing additional automotive partnerships beyond Volkswagen. What's the one thing you want people to take away from this conversation? I'd say, solid-state batteries are no longer a science project. The chemistry works, the manufacturing is being scaled, and the first vehicles with solid-state batteries will be on the road within 2 to 3 years. This is the technology that will make electric vehicles the unambiguous choice, not just for early adopters, but for everyone. Longer range, faster charging, better safety, and eventually lower cost. That's the promise, and we're delivering on it.
Jagdeep Singh, CEO of QuantumScape. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you both. This was great. And thanks to all of you for listening. This is TechNova. See you next time.